This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. About half of all people who die in the United States die without a will. No legally binding plan for what happens to their money, their debts, their properties after they're gone. More than 700,000 people have lost their lives to COVID in the U.S., which means thousands have died without wills. From Austin, Texas, the Texas Standard's Joy Diaz reports on how courts are having to sort things out.
The court that helps people figure out who gets to keep what after a loved one's death is called probate court.
Probate court is the most important court in the courthouse.
That's Veronica Vasquez, one of the probate judges in Bexar County, Texas.
Why? Well, because unlike criminal courts, you may never end up in a criminal court or know somebody you love that ends up in a criminal court. Or perhaps you never have a civil issue and you never have to be sued or sue someone, but somebody you know and love will die.
During this global pandemic, those deaths have come faster than some courts can handle them. In Hidalgo County, Texas, probate judge Joanne Garcia says her caseload has grown by as much as 300%. And the stories are heartbreaking. Judge Garcia has seen lots of couples where one person dies right after the other. Recently, she oversaw the case of a daughter who filed to probate her father's estate after he died of COVID.
And before she could come to the hearing, she passed of COVID.
One reason so many people die without wills is because it can be pricey to draw one up, anywhere from several hundred dollars to several thousand. But Judge Garcia says dying without one is more expensive. There are attorney's fees, court fees, and untangling everything can take years. Charlie Aguinaga helps people with some of that detangling. He's an attorney with Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid. And the advice he gives to clients?
Don't panic. Go through your parents' mail, go through your children's mail, whoever passed away. Look for bank statements. And actually, you know, don't hide from the creditors. And then, you know, determine whether you have to see a lawyer.
Rules for wills vary from state to state, but in Texas, people can write their own. They're called holographic wills. Their downside? It's easy to challenge their legitimacy in court. In Austin, I'm Joy Diaz for Marketplace.